Congratulations. You've been accepted into the inaugural class of Therapy for Black Girls University. Whether packing for a new year on campus, thinking through your gap year, enrolling in a community college, or grabbing your souls for graduation, TBGU is here to help you thrive at this stage of your life and beyond.
Nowadays, a lot of these big companies pretend to care about our communities and issues with nothing more than lip service. State Farm is the opposite. They're actively investing in programs and initiatives that help educate in financial literacy, give early career advice, and grow Black-owned businesses, thus leading to generational wealth, which helps protect the future of our communities. Seeing our communities grow and thrive is something they care deeply about. They want to build a future that we all can be proud of. State Farm understands that representation alone doesn't mean authenticity, that it takes a good neighbor to sponsor programs like the AXO, a year-long program that recognizes and rewards high school students for their academic and cultural achievements, and to fund programs like Project Ready, a national Urban League program committed to the educational achievement of Black and Brown youth that to date participants have been awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and can have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Buying your first car can make you feel like a superstar as it's a big purchase, but it can take time to get there. Intuit is the financial platform that helps everyday people prosper. Whether you're trying to manage your money or trying to run a business, Intuit gives you the confidence to take control of your finances so you can live your best life. Intuit helps you take control of your finances through products like TurboTax, Credit Karma, QuickBooks, and MailChimp. Intuit has helped 100 million people live their best financial lives. Visit Intuit.com, I-N-T-U-I-T.com, to start living yours. Let's get into it.
Looking for hair removal tools that not only deliver smooth results, but also empower you with a sense of complete control? Enter Conair Girl Bomb, your secret weapons for smooth, sleek results made just for women. From the ultimate Girl Bomb grip and professional-grade blades, you don't have to compromise and settle for less. Conair Girl Bomb equips you with the precision and power previously reserved for men's grooming tools. So take your hair removal routine to the next level with Conair Girl Bomb. Available at ConairGirlBomb.com or a retailer near you.
If you're as chronically online as I am, you may recall a viral video from 2022 of USC's first ever majorette dance team, the Cardinal Divas. Leading this groundbreaking team is Princess Isis Z. Lang, a senior musical theater major at the University of Southern California, a proud member of Delta Sigma Theta Sorority Incorporated, and my guest for today's episode. In our conversation, Princess and I discuss the inspiration behind the founding of the Cardinal Divas, how Princess manages a work-life balance as a student leader, and the importance of creating a space for Black students at a PWI. Here's our conversation. Hi, Princess. How are you?
Hey, I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you so much for being here. I'm so excited to talk with you.
Thank you for having me. I'm very excited to be here.
Lovely. Well, our listeners may recall your viral founding of USC's first ever majorette dance team, the Cardinal Divas. Let's start from the very beginning. When did you first fall in love with dance?
Ooh, when did I first fall in love with dance? It had to be when I was basically like two. I started with tumbling and gymnastics, and I was dancing when I wasn't tumbling, and my coaches, they told my mom and dad, they were like, y'all should get her in some dance classes too, because she's always dancing around somewhere. So that's basically where it all began.
Lovely. That's so cute. Talk to us about the creation of the Cardinal Divas. What's the origin story there? Why did you decide to create it when you did, and what told you that you needed to do it?
So I've been doing majorette since about second or third grade, and being able to progress with that and also go into high school, still doing it, I knew that I most likely wasn't going to go to an HBCU just because they don't have my major. And so I was like, okay, I don't want to stop doing majorette, so let's see what USC has to offer. And of course, they didn't have a majorette team, but they had all these different spirit teams. But I was realizing that I didn't see myself in any of those teams, whether that's how I look, how I talk, how I dance, how I wear my hair. Nothing would be befitting to who I was as princess. And this is all during COVID too. So this is after we got into the school and basically like, it's time to start. And this was my way to get back into athletics again. And while I was looking, I was like, I don't want to succumb to whatever they're going to make me do just to say I'm dancing. And so I was talking to my mom and I was like, I know I haven't even been on campus yet, but like, I want to make a majorette team, but girl, relax, you know, like, who do you think you are? And my mom was like, girl, you better make that team if that's what you want to do. And that's what I did.
I love that. And shout out to your mom for pushing you and you trusting your gut. In college, that's a bit finicky sometimes just with everything going on. So I'm so happy to hear that. I would love to hear more about you as a student. Can you tell us your major, your year, and all that jazz?
So I am a senior now, majoring in musical theater with the BFA program. So I sing, dance, and act every single day.
Perfect. For some of our listeners who aren't familiar with majorette style dance, can you describe what it is?
Yeah, so basically, majorette style of dance, it comes from the jazz style of dance, but it's also originated in African roots, and that's also where jazz is originated from. And being able to add our original jazz, committed to also adding in ballet and adding in all these different styles, combining them together. But the only difference with majorette is you're using your soul. It's about your body and you're living in your body. You're letting other people live through your body when you're dancing. And I feel like this is the only dance form where people get to really feel something and they get to see your soul while dancing. And it's just something that's basically incomparable to any other style.
I would totally agree. What makes a majorette team different from other dance teams that perform at college sport games?
So there'll be like a palms team or a spirit team and or just cheerleaders in general. And they're there to hit their 5, 6, 7, 8, you know, clean, quick, small things like that. Palm teams, they add hip hop styles and some kinds of new jazz styles as well. And then I would say majorette is basically like the complete opposite. There's different styles of 8 counts and 16 counts, and we're moving slow, we're moving fast. We're using our body, not just our arms and our legs. We're using our necks, our fingertips, our toes, our thighs. Everything is getting used every second of that dance. And I just feel like we're eye-catching, and it's just like, oh my gosh, how are they moving their bodies like that? Like, I am mesmerized, and I feel like that's what majorette is, mesmerizing.
Yeah, like when I watch any video, any clip, I am stuck on the whole performance until the last count. And I'm just like, okay, that was perfect. That was it, and that was that. Since creating the team, can you tell us about a moment that truly affirmed for you that you made the right choice in founding it?
Okay, so when everything kind of like blew up, first of all, that was not the plan. That's not what I had in mind at all. And being able to get the positivity, but of course, with positivity comes negativity. But there were people that were reaching out to me and they were like, fans. And I was like, fans? Me? Like, what? It was just so crazy. And having girls say, like, you're so inspiring. I feel seen now in my community and you make me want to do this now. Can you help me and guide me on this journey? Because I want to be able to do the same thing for my school too. And so that's when I was like, oh my gosh, this is what I wanted to do. I wanted to put majorette on a bigger platform than what it's already on. And I felt like I got the opportunity to do that. And letting other students realize that there is an outlet for them that is created by them and created for them. And it's just like, oh, it's so satisfying to have people believe in themselves again and get inspired through dance, because that's really all we do it for, you know? And so it's really nice to being able to help other people see themselves where they are.
So essentially you became a mentor in this space to other young women that are inspired by the work you do.
I guess so. I've never really even thought of it like that, but yeah.
Well, shout out to you. So September 17th, 2022 is a significant date for the Cardinal Divas because it marks the first time you all performed at a USC game. Can you recall how you felt at that moment? What was the reaction you received from the students?
Okay, I'm going to give a little backstory. I was finessing at this point, okay? We did not have seats. It was all a dream, okay? I was like, I work with athletics and I also work with student government, so I'm going to just work a little something out, see how many seats we can get. And when we did that and we started dancing, everybody was like, who are they? What is this? What is going on? Like, who are y'all? And everybody was just so excited and they were like, oh my God, what are y'all doing? Like, where has this been all of the time? Like, we need this. And so it was just really heartwarming to see people that literally have never seen this or heard of it being so supportive already. Because honestly, I was preparing for the worst and I was like, okay, these fans, they might hate it. The students might hate it. I don't know, but we're here to do it. And so we're going to have fun doing it. And it honestly made it even better that they loved it so much. And they were like, oh my gosh, this is amazing. Like, I'm so excited for y'all. And it was just a great experience and a great energy to have around. Literally the best day ever.
What do you think the team meant for other Black women on campus?
It definitely meant that they are now seen and they have a community, even whether or not they feel like they're a part of it or not. At a PWI, and it's a large school, it's hard for us to feel seen, have our voices heard, and find a community where it's us. And this was just yet another way for us to keep being Black in every single space that we entered. Because just because I go to a PWI does not mean I get to turn off my Black switch. It doesn't work like that. And being able to create opportunities for us and create these spaces and uplifting our own voices and uplifting our creativity, it was just a great way for them to feel like they are a part of it. Even if they're not dancing, they feel like it feels so good to see some Black girls dancing out there, because Lord knows you don't really get to see it that often. So It was a great space for all Black girls to come together, really. All Black people, really.
I'll say for me, it was during my senior year, and I also went to a PWI, UNC Chapel Hill. And so when I saw the Cardinal Divas on Twitter, I was like, oh, wait, hold on. Like, hold on. This is that. And just seeing the joy on all of your faces and me just being able to relate to being a Black woman at a PWI and just knowing, I can't even imagine what it took to get that figured out. And then you being radically visible in your Blackness and your experience, it was just beautiful. I was in awe. And so it went from Southern California all the way to North Carolina. Like, you hit all the Black women. So it hit me as well.
I'm happy that we got to do that.
I am too, for real. And it's inspiring just to see it. So outside of the Cardinal Divas, can you name some other majorette teams who you love?
Yes. So growing up, my personal favorite teams were Southern University, the Stingettes, Alabama, and also we had to, of course, have Jackson State. It was always those three teams that I will always admire and watch videos growing up. And what's funny is when I went to high school and I joined another music team and another dance team, one of the captains was also a stingate. And so it was just amazing to have that and then keep on going. And we had all kinds of dancers on our team. And so having them come back and influence us and inspire us and push us, it was just a great way to continue what this is now. And even like growing up now, being 21 years old and being a senior and being able to watch other dancers like Texas Southern, like they are amazing. Their uniforms, the unity, it's always a hit. Like I'm even friends with one of them on the team right now. And so it's just like, I just love watching y'all dance.
I love that. And I love that there are other people that inspire you and inspire the work you do. Because we're all, at the end of the day, getting inspiration with our creativity from other people. So I love that. When I was at UNC, I was an executive team member of the Black Student Movement, and I know how hard it is to find harmony with life, assignments, socializing. So tell me, what has been the biggest challenge about being a student leader? How have you worked through this?
It has been extremely hard. Okay. I'll say I'm very busy, but I also don't want it to be like I'm not productive. So I'm very busy and very productive at the same time. And last year, it was literally a whirlwind. Like, I would not suggest other people do this, but I would have a 2-show day and a game day within that. So I would have a show early. I would run to the stadium to do the game, and then I would run back to the theater to do our second show. And it was just like, wow, Princess, why are you living like this? But when you're committed and you're dedicated and you love what you do, it's like, it makes you feel good. And I can say, like, it's definitely hard being able to make time for certain things and make time for relationships that I'm in, and being able to be like, okay, I'm 21 years old now, and I have to realize I have to have these sections dedicated to everything. And the people that are around me also have to understand that I am very involved, and it's just what I am, who I am. And I feel like it's been hard, but it's also like having the right people around you makes it a little less harder. They give you the space to be like, I understand, like, you just had rehearsal and now you're going to practice. I get it. You can't hang out. Or if a relationship is like, oh, well, I need to see you and we can do this on the weekend. You have a free day, whatever that case may be. And I just feel like the people that have been surrounding me and loving on me have made it easier for me with the hecticness of my schedule.
Hi, I'm Zaria Taylor, and I'm the TBG podcast production intern. We'll return to Jaina right after the break.
Nowadays, a lot of these big companies pretend to care about our communities and issues with nothing more than lip service. State Farm is the opposite. They're actively investing in programs and initiatives that help educate in financial literacy, give early career advice, and grow Black-owned businesses, thus leading to generational wealth, which helps protect the future of our communities. Seeing our communities grow and thrive is something they care deeply about. They want to build a future that we all can be proud of. State Farm understands that representation alone doesn't mean authenticity, that it takes a good neighbor to sponsor programs like the AXO, a year-long program that recognizes and rewards high school students for their academic and cultural achievements, and to fund programs like Project Ready, a National Urban League program committed to the educational achievement of Black and brown youth that to date participants have been awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and can have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Growing up watching media legends like Gwen Ifill and Robin Roberts always gave me the security that stories that matter to me would be told. The next generation of influential Black voices can be found on NPR's new collection, Black Stories, Black Truths. Black Stories, Black Truths is a celebration of Blackness from NPR. Each of NPR's Black voices are as distinct, varied, and nuanced as the Black experience itself. In the Black Stories, Black Truths collection, you'll hear stories of joy, resilience, empowerment, and creating world-shifting things out of struggle. Black perspectives haven't always been centered in the telling of America's story. Now, they are the story. In NPR's Black Stories, Black Truths, you'll find a collection of some of NPR's best podcast episodes celebrating the Black experience. Listen now to Black Stories, Black Truths from NPR, wherever you get podcasts.
The virus that causes shingles is sleeping in 99% of people over 50. It's lying dormant, waiting, and it could reactivate at any time. And while not everyone at risk will develop shingles, it strikes as a painful, blistering rash that can last for weeks. Think you're not at risk for shingles? It's time to wake up, because shingles could wake up in you. If you're over 50, talk to your doctor or pharmacist about shingles prevention.
I'm curious, what have you learned about yourself during this journey?
I have learned that I've always been a leader in a way, and I'm also a member of Delta Sigma Theta Sorority Incorporated. And so not only having that allow me to become this great woman and supporting the people that are around me, but then having each of these teams that I'm a part of also give me the stepping stool to do that, it was just like, wow, princess, like, you've really grown. And it's just amazing to see, like, the work ethic that I have and being able to say, like, I don't have time for this, but I'm still going to figure out a way to make sure that it gets done in a timely manner and in a way where I am still proud of it. And I've also learned that I'm not perfect and everything isn't always going to work out, and that's also okay. And it's like, you have to be okay with whatever the plan is. If I say I have a plan, God is going to laugh at me. So I just have to follow along, okay? And I feel like I've really been able to just step back, be a leader, but also follow as well. And I feel like you have to be able to do both in order to be a good leader and have people that respect you and understand you and want to work with you. And I just feel like it's been a whole lot of growth in that area. And also just as a young lady, like, it's hard, but it's like, you can do this.
Okay, so I really love that you brought up this point of being flexible with the plans that you say that you have. I feel like in college, planning is important, but also planning can get a little bit toxic at times, because not only are you planning for the unknown, but sometimes you're planning with the ideas of others around you, your family. And so it's just important to just, I really like that you said, like, take a step back and recognize that sometimes it's above you, and whatever you're doing, you're going to have to trust in the process that I'm doing the best I can with the knowledge that I have, and not putting so much pressure on yourself to have all the answers. I feel like that is the biggest point of advice for anyone in school, out of school, just in that age range. So I really love that you said that. I'm curious to know about balance with you, though. So balancing the demands of being a student, a leader, and potentially other roles within the organization can be challenging. And I know the impact of burnout is incredibly real on college campuses. So how do you like to take care of yourself?
Honestly, I eat. I am a big foodie. I love food. And I'm just like, you know what? I'm going to take myself out because I deserve it. And it's not something super big, but it makes me feel like I'm a human, because I get tired. I'm exhausted. I always have a lot of work to do, whether that's schoolwork, teamwork, other, and I'm just like, good God, I just need a good meal in me. And that's what I do. And also, I lay down. If I just want to lay down, I'm going to lay down, and I'll feel bad about it later. But I feel good about it right now, because I deserve. I feel like we have to be able to really know what's best for ourselves. And I've really learned that throughout college years. And when professors, for example, they want to take advantage of your time, no, I'm sorry, but the answer is no. So the answer no has become quite relevant in my vocabulary. And I feel like that's good, because you want to set boundaries for other people and for yourself. And especially in times like these where you have a lot going on. And I feel like I've really been able to do that. And it's been helping me stay healthy.
Mm-hmm. No is a complete sentence every time. Every time.
No question.
Literally, no comment. So, really quick, for our LA girlies, our foodies, what food spots does Princess Isis Lang recommend?
So, all my LA girlies, don't get on me. Don't get on me. But I'm from Chicago, so y'all food really don't be hitting on nothing for real. I'm sorry. But what I can say is places like Doolin's, it's a soul food place. They have their good days. They also have like their kind of off days. But I get oxtail and oh, it melts off the bone. Like, it's just so good, y'all. Then you put some hot sauce on the cabbage. Oh, yes. What else? Oh, there was this new jerk place I just went to. I don't even remember, but it's like right downtown. If I had the name, I would so give it to y'all. I'm not a gatekeeper, I promise. Also, on TikTok, I heard Jazzy's Kitchen is really good. Now, I haven't tried it, so if it's nasty, I did not tell you to get it. But I want to try it myself. And when I do, I can be like, oh, yeah, it's good, y'all. Y'all can go, you know.
Right. We'll come back. We'll circle back to see like if it was good or if it wasn't good.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. How do you maintain a good school / life balance?
Huh. I'm laughing because I'm still figuring it out. I've been trying and trying to get it in right, but let's just go through it. Okay. So I wake up in the morning. I have classes 9 a.m. I'm done at 5 p.m. 6 p.m., I have rehearsal for my major, 6 to 10. And then usually 10 p.m., I have practice with the team. Now, you may ask me, girl, when do you have time to do anything? Go to bed, eat, live. Listen, it works out sometimes. Class might get canceled. I'll say, hey, you want to go hang out? Let's do something. Or I'll be like, no, I want to stay in my bed. I want to watch TV. I want to watch Ugly Betty, and I want to be to myself, and I want to eat a good meal. So I try. It is hard with the restraints that I am basically in with my class schedules and stuff, but I feel like the people around me, they understand. And Sundays, that's really a good day for me. Like, we can get a Sunday in. So I feel like the people, they know what's going on. So maybe I'll go to a party every blue moon, you know, if I'm feeling up to it. Them game days be kind of late. But I try, okay? I try. That's all I can say. I do try.
And that's the biggest thing. I think balance is, it's not that it's not real in college, but I just feel like everyone's figuring it out for themselves. And so I'm just proud of you for figuring it out. I feel like figuring it out is a good enough answer and it works for you. And so if that's where you are, that's where you are, and you make do what you have. So looking forward, what are your hopes and dreams for the Cardinal Divas?
Definitely the main goal for the team is to be officially affiliated with USC and athletics and being able to be a spirit team just as well as the others. And that comes along with a lot of perks. And that's just like, we get to go to away games. We get to be on the field. We get to do a halftime performance. We get to have that same respect and get those same support systems and resources that other people get, like a space to even practice. We're practicing at my apartment. So it's just small things like that really matter. And I'm still fighting for it. And I'm still trying to make sure that we get that because we do deserve it. And that's really just my main goal. I just want the team to be respected as a team and to have the same resources that everybody else has.
As they should.
Hi, I'm Zaria Taylor, and I'm the TBG podcast production intern. We'll return to Jaina right after the break.
Nowadays, a lot of these big companies pretend to care about our communities and issues with nothing more than lip service. State Farm is the opposite. They're actively investing in programs and initiatives that help educate in financial literacy, give early career advice, and grow Black-owned businesses, thus leading to generational wealth, which helps protect the future of our communities. Seeing our communities grow and thrive is something they care deeply about. They want to build a future that we all can be proud of. State Farm understands that representation alone doesn't mean authenticity, that it takes a good neighbor to sponsor programs like the AXO, a year-long program that recognizes and rewards high school students for their academic and cultural achievements, and to fund programs like Project Ready, a National Urban League program committed to the educational achievement of Black and Brown youth that to date participants have been awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and can have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Imagine the feeling of pulsing electric shocks. Sounds like a nightmare, right? While individual experiences may vary, it's how some people describe shingles. This painful blistering rash could interrupt your life for weeks. It could even force you to cancel social events or weekend plans. Over 99% of adults 50 years or older already carry the virus that causes shingles. One in three people will get it in their lifetime. Why wait? Ask your doctor or pharmacist about shingles today.
I'm curious, what have been some of the pitfalls during your time as a leader with the Cardinal Divas?
I'll definitely say it was hard coming back this school year, really, because it was the new season and there was so much negativity. And I know that people are going to be watching like hawks now. And it's just like, y'all have to be perfect. Y'all have to make sure you know what you're doing. And so we had boot camp and we were literally pushing ourselves every single day. And even for the vets, it was hard and it was a lot of pressure on us. And I feel like that also could be a pitfall. You can put pressure on yourselves to push yourselves, but you also want to know when it's enough. And I want to make sure that we can mesh well, not just dancing, but as a team, as a cohort, and being able to find those times where we can just hang out and just get to know each other. I feel like that's just really important for us. And still, to right now, we still want to keep doing that and keep learning about each other, because that doesn't just mean, oh, we just want to have fun, but it also makes you mesh on the dance floor better. And so it's just small things like that I want to make sure that I can remember and make sure that I apply for the next people and the next people and the next people.
Gotcha. I know you're currently a senior. How are your feelings about leaving your legacy at USC soon?
It's like scary because it's my little baby. I don't want to leave. But I'm not going to just separate myself completely because I am the creator. So I feel like I am obligated to make sure I still support this team in any way possible that I can, whether I'm in LA or not. And so I feel like I just have to make sure that I'm still available to them, whether I'm a student or not. And that's just really important to me. And I've really been thinking about it a lot lately because it's like, this season is almost over itself. So who's going to be the new captain and who's going to be the new manager? And it's just all these things. And it's just like, oh, I'm scared. Like, I don't want to let go. But also I have to be able to gain trust in these new girls that are here now and the girls that are coming after us. And I make sure that they understand the legacy that I am leaving here so they can be able to uphold it even if I'm not there. And so they can be able to give it to the new girls after them that are coming in. It's just being able to tell each other what the meaning of this is and why it's so important and why we want to keep it going and why it deserves a place here. And I just feel like as long as we keep that momentum and that determination with everybody that's coming into this team, then it's going to withhold the legacy that I dreamt to have.
So I know seniors dread this question, but what are the next steps for the org once you graduate?
So once I graduate, hopefully, in Jesus' name, we do pray. We will be a USC athletic team. And I've already been telling like people that have graduated from the team, when we get that first field show, I want every single dancer out there, whether you are a graduate or not. Everybody deserves to live in this moment. And so that's just really what I want ASAP. Of course, I want it before I leave, but I understand if it doesn't happen. So as long as that's still a goal, not just for me, but for everybody. And I just, having that in the back of your head, it's just like, okay, we're doing this for a reason. All of these opportunities that we keep getting, wow, we're not really giving them that much support right now, but all these other places are in love with them and they want them everywhere. So we should be realizing what we have in front of us.
What words of affirmation do you have for others out there who want to start a community or a club on campus that represents who they are, their background, or their passions?
I would definitely say keep being yourself, because changing for other people is never going to benefit you in the end. So if you have a dream and aspiration, then it's best to go with that. And whoever is supporting you is meant to be with you along with the journey. And whoever's not, it's meant to be left right where they're at. Okay. Take advantage of everything that is given to you and run with it. It doesn't matter how old you are, what you look like, whether you're a man, a woman, you deserve the space that you want to have. So keep creating that space and make space where you think there is no space.
I love that. And that's going to stick with me, like my post-grad journey, but like that is so important and can be put into any avenue of someone's life. That's beautiful. Mm-hmm. What do you see for yourself post your undergraduate career?
Post-undergrad? Oh, that's that question we all hate. Honestly, I don't really know anymore. I've just been like, I'm just living in the life right now. La-di-da-di-da. But it's like, girl, it's getting real. So let's figure it out. And I don't know where I'm going to be. I am willing to go wherever I need to go in order for my success to take off in the aspects that I want it to. And as long as I get to keep telling Black stories, then I'm going to be happy wherever I'm at. And whether that's on TV and film or on a stage, whatever the case may be, as long as I get to keep doing what I've always been inspired to do.
Yeah. And I feel like I see a lot of myself in that answer. And I want to affirm you, like, it's okay if you don't know. It's okay if you don't know. And to a lot of seniors out there, it's actually great that you don't know. I feel like it's just wild sometimes, that pressure to know. Like,
yeah,
you're 21, we're 22. Like, why would we know?
Right.
So I support you.
Thank you.
Can you share the ways we can get connected with the Cardinal Divas of SC?
So we have an Instagram at Cardinal Divas of SC. We also just created a YouTube channel as well. And it's basically just vlogging our game days and what that's like and hearing what the people want to see. So we can give that. And honestly, you can tweet about us, Instagram about us, Snapchat about us. We'll see it and we're going to appreciate all the support, whether it's from LA, New York, Miami, whatever the case may be. We're always so appreciative of everybody that has not just come before us, but everybody that has now joined the journey and is supportive of the journey.
Mm-hmm. And where can we keep up with you? What are your social media handles and website?
All my socials, Instagram, Twitter, are at Princess Lang, PrincessLang0. That's me. Yeah, always DM me if you want.
I look forward to seeing more from the Cardinal Divas and you soon. Thank you so much, Princess, for talking with me today.
Of course. Thank you so much for having me.
I want to thank Princess once again for joining us for this episode. Class is over for now, but before we dismiss, take the following notes from my conversation with Princess home with you. There is a place for me to feel safe, accepted, and seen on my campus, even if I have to create it myself. I can manage everything on my plate while still making time for self-care. I have the ability to grow my student organization as far as I want it to go. To learn more about the work Princess is doing or to do more research on this topic, be sure to visit therapyforblackgirls.com/TBGU. This episode was produced by Frida Lucas, Elise Ellis, and Zaria Taylor. Editing is by Denison L. Bradford.
Looking for hair removal tools that not only deliver smooth results, but also empower you with a sense of complete control? Enter Conair Girl Bomb, your secret weapons for smooth, sleek results, made just for women. From the ultimate Girl Bomb grip and professional-grade blades, you don't have to compromise and settle for less. Conair Girl Bomb equips you with the precision and power previously reserved for men's grooming tools. So take your hair removal routine to the next level with Conair Girl Bomb. Available at conairgirlbomb.com or a retailer near you.